up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, off and running with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. All the great old-time music right here, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll tell you more about Melanie as we get into the show. Can you believe it already? Depending when you're hearing this particular program, we're like at the end of June, or maybe we're into early July, depending when you're hearing the show. Holy cow, a third of the summertime is over already. I can't believe it. It feels like I was just Christmas shopping. We have a lot of great old-time music to get to today. I don't think this week's show will be quite as weird as last week's. We had a lot of weird records last week. Although, as I look through the pile, I see quite a few weird records this week, too. So let's see. Some great band names, however. On Picnic Records, we have the Glen Park Polka, Ray Champa, and his Polka Champs. What could be a more logical name, if your name was Ray Champa, than to have the band the Polka Champs? Here we go! Ray Champa and his Polka Champs getting us started here with the Glen Polka on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We thank you for tuning in, by all means, and we'll just see if the records get weird or not. I did not mention this last week, but I thought of this last week, and I don't think I mentioned it. I've probably told you at some point that I grew up in Northeast Minneapolis, an area filled with a lot of polka music back when I was a kid. And there was a record that was put out in the early 1970s about a made-up character named Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. And I've always tried to decide if the record was a polka or not, and I think that any record with a guy named Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski would have to qualify as an old-time song. I'm not playing it this week. Don't get excited. I'm going to try to play it next week because I have the record, and I even know where it is. But that was way back in my early days of my radio career, and the record was made by Arnie Fogel and the Cookhouse Players in Minneapolis, and I actually had called up Arnie and did a little interview on the phone with him, and I'm going to see if I can't find that old tape up in the attic, and if so, I'm hoping by next week or the week after we'll be able to play Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski and listen to a short interview I did with the singer of the song. Let me see, 72, 82, 92, 2002, 2014, like 40 years ago? That's scary. But we'll see what we can do about that. I'm working on digging that up. I've always told everybody, if I could just organize my stuff, I'd rule the world. But that's never going to happen. I have Wally Chips and his Polka Chips. Man, what is this? The day for names? First, we had Ray Champa and his Polka Champs. I have Wally's Polka Chips featuring Wally Chips on vocal. I have not auditioned this side of the record. Because why would I play the normal side when I can play the I don't understand side? The Prisoner's Song has always been a pretty sad country and western song, as far as I know. This is obviously a different song. It's the Prisoner's Song Polka. Let's try it out. Wally Chips and his Polka Chips.
Siedzę ja we więzieniu, moja miła, najmilejsza, zapomniała hej o mnie. Moja miła, najmilejsza, zapomniała hej o mnie. Sit alone and blue. Prison walls will hear my cry. She has left me for another. Here I am about to die. She had left me for another. Here I am about to die.
Are you thinking that was as weird as I was thinking that was as weird? That was the Prisoner's Song Polka. That's like the happiest sounding sad record I've ever heard. Wally Chips and his Polka Chips with that one here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldies show. On the way, it's Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones to do the I Love You Polka. But before we get to that, want to talk about Melanie's MusicLessons.com because Melanie makes this possible. She sponsors the program, actually, and she gives accordion lessons, keyboard lessons, piano lessons via Skype. Yes, using the internet. The teacher comes to you via the ether. It's an amazing thing. And the lessons are live. She's just on your screen instead of sitting in your living room or you sitting in her living room. Very convenient way to take some music lessons. She's been teaching for over 30 years. Plenty of experience. Knows what she's doing. Professional music lessons. You get great results. And you can take your first lesson absolutely free. That's right. You can find out all about it at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Just punch it into your computer and check it out. melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right. Don't forget to have have your accordion at hand, or your keyboard, electronic keyboard, or your piano, whatever. Melanie can help you out. Get all the details. Find out the technical things, how it works. Skype is a free program. You download it free. It works. There's a version for virtually every internet-enabled device out there. So check it out. Find out how you could be the star of the show with melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, I promised you Eddie Blazonczyk and his Versatones. Very popular band. Eddie, certainly one of the great polka legends. Here's the I Love You Polka.
I love you, you, you. No one you will ever do. Honest, true, true, true. I'll forever be to you. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do. I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you. When we met, I knew my love for you was true. Like an angel from above, you were sent for me to love. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do. I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you. When we met, I knew my love for you was true. Like an angel from above, you were sent for me to love. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do. I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you. I love you, you, you. No one you will ever do. Honest, true, true, true. I'll forever be to you. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do. I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you.
Blazonczyk's Versatones, the I Love You Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And don't forget, by the way, if you happen to think of a band or a song that you would like to hear that you haven't heard on the show yet, because there are literally, I think, a never-ending supply of old-time records out there, feel free to send an email to oompahour@mail.com. That was about the easiest email address I could come up with, because mail.com, who can remember that? And Oompa Hour, the name of the show. OompaHour@mail.com. If there's a song or a band you'd like to hear, you remember, I remember back in the good old days we used to listen to blah, blah, blah. And if you can get it to me, I will try to find it and get it on an upcoming show for you. So have no fear. I just noticed now, as I put this next record on the turntable here, this record probably should have been cleaned before we started the show. This one's kind of dusty. Wow, that's terrible. But I'm going to play it anyway. Ray Henry and his orchestra with the clarinet polka. I believe we've gone the whole show. I think this is show number 14 already, if you could believe that. I believe that we have gone the entire run without playing the clarinet polka by anybody, and I must have 30 different versions of it. So here's Ray Henry's version of the clarinet polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Thank you. Henry and his orchestra, the Clarinet Polka, here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour. Great song. I remember when I was like in junior high trying to learn how to play that on a trumpet. That is a tough song to play on anything, but I remember trying to get that, and I never did, but I sure tried. Holy cow. Now, that record kind of inspires a chase scene. Can't you, like, almost envision, like, the Keystone Cops running around while the Clarinet Polka is playing? And it was kind of weird, because that's what was happening here in the studio, as you were listening to that song, and the music was seems like it was going faster and faster, and the record was running out. I was trying to clean the next record that I want to play, because, again, I pulled a record out of the sleeve that's been in there for a long time, and it was pretty dirty, and, yeah... We're going to play it anyway. I say that a lot, don't I? I have the Kapuzer Polka, and it says here in parentheses, that's the Naughty Boy Polka, on North Star Records out of St. Paul, back before there were zip codes. I notice most of these records don't have any zip codes on them. The Kapuzer Polka, anyway. Art Fitch and his Polka Dots. Art Fitch and his Polka Dots, the Kapuzer Polka, says in parentheses, it's the Naughty Boy Polka. I don't know that Kapuzer means naughty. I have no idea. But anyway, it's a fun record nonetheless. North Star Records out of St. Paul, Minnesota, as we used to say. And we'll try a little experiment now. I have a record by Johnny Maddox. Johnny Maddox had some big hit records in the 50s, piano playing records. I'm trying to remember the name of one of them. He had several, and I can't think of them right now. But he had some great records for Dot. And Dot is like a major record label. Like Frankie Yankovic, you know, you play a Yankovic record, and it's on Columbia Records, and, you know, they had a bajillion releases, major hits. Most of these are independent record companies. Dot Records, that's where, of course, Pat Boone recorded for Dot Records. Who else was on Dot Records? Louis Prima and Keeley Smith did some records for Dot after they were done over at Capitol Records. So Dot's had a lot of big names. Nervous Norvis with Transfusion in 1956. Great record. Not an old-time song, but what a great record. Anyway, I've never played this before. Johnny Maddox and the Rhythm Masters with the Piano Polka. I figured we had the Clarinet Polka, and last week we had a couple of tuba polka tunes. Let's give the Piano Polka a try with Johnny Maddox and the Rhythm Masters. ¶¶ right, Johnny Maddox there. I've had you dancing around, I'm sure. Did not feel like a polka to me. It's called the Piano Polka, though. Johnny Maddox and the Rhythm Masters. The Crazy Otto was the big hit he had back in the 50s. That was the tune I was trying to think of. Last week, we played Bobby Gregory and the band. In fact, they were so weird, we played two songs by them. And I told you we'd be back with another one this week, and I even put it in the pile of records to come around again this week. So we have to try it, because I kind of promised you. And it turns out that Bobby Gregory was quite a songwriter, wrote thousands of songs, recorded hundreds of tunes, and his work went back to the 1920s, so that didn't feel so bad that the records were kind of weird. Remember last week we heard I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You? And we heard The Laughing Fat Man? All right, we're going to flip the EP over because this has got four songs on the record. And we're going to hear Bobby Gregory and the band do The Valley of the Blues. And this is probably not technically going to qualify as an old-time record. But let's give it a try, shall we? Just for the sheer fun of it. Here we go, Bobby Gregory and band. How'd you like to be the guy in the band? It's like, who are you? Oh, I'm in the band. Quite literally, just the band. Here we go, Valley of the Blues.
In the Valley of the Blues, I lost my baby. In the Valley of the Blues, I'm all alone. Always thought that she would love me and never leave me, but I'm Valley of the Blues, my baby left me. In the Valley of the Blues, to find alone. Never thought that she would leave me, just for another. Now I'm alone in the Valley of the Blues. In the Valley of the Blues, my heart is lonely. In the Valley of the Blues, there's no more joy. I will never be the same.
Admit it, I kind of liked it, actually. Bobby Gregory and the band there, Valley of the Blues. And hey, there was accordion in there. It was kind of like Myron Florin meets Hank Williams. Is kind of the way I'm interpreting that one, huh? Anyway, Valley of the Blues, Bobby Gregory and the band here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and we need to get back to some more old-timey music here. I have the Hank Holler Orchestra. And, you know, we always try to get in at least one waltz every show. Here they are with the Erica Waltz.
Love, she ja dieser See. Auf der Weide blüht ein kleines Blümelein und das heißt Erika.
There you go. That is the Erika Waltz there. Always promise you a waltz number in every show. The Hank Haller Orchestra with the Erika Waltz. Can we take two waltzes? Do you think two waltzes would be pushing it or not? I just happened to stumble across a 45 here. Frankie Yankovic doing the Blue Skirt Waltz, which is another one of those classics, kind of like the clarinet polka. If you know old-time music, you know the Blue Skirt Waltz, especially the Frankie Yankovic version, with vocals by the Marlin Sisters, Frankie Yankovic and Johnny Pecan. Pecan, do you say pecan? See, now I'm thinking about When Harry Met Sally with Billy Crystal. Pecan. If you haven't seen the movie, just ignore that completely. But anyway, I have the Blue Skirt Waltz coming up here. Frankie Yankovic and the boys. And I got to tell you, it's just another amusing little anecdote. Back in those wild 1970s I was telling you about earlier, I was experimenting with sound-on-sound tape recording, where you could play one instrument and then back it up and play another instrument on top of it and back it up and play another instrument on top of it. And I was kind of into experimental things. Yeah, I was a teenager then, and I was just learning electronics and recording and the radio biz, and I was sitting at home in my home studio doing weird things, and I recorded a very short version of the Blue Skirt Waltz. And the instrumentation, I'm trying to remember, included an accordion, a balloon. You know how if you blow up a balloon and then you hold the end of it real tight, you know, stretch it out so that the air comes out, it kind of squeaks, and you can change the pitch by changing the tension on the balloon. A trumpet played with just one lip, because that sort of simulated the tuba. And I'm trying to remember what else was in there. And I think I overdubbed singing, too. So there'd be singing, a squealing balloon, an accordion, a one-lip trumpet. And I, you know, when I'm in the attic looking for the Arnie Fogel interview that I hope I can find by next week, I'm going to see if I can find that horrific version of the Blue Skirt Waltz. And if you can make it through that on this show, you can survive anything. Fortunately, it's only like a minute long, but it's the most horrible thing you'll ever hear. Thankfully, we have Frankie Yankovic to do the Blue Skirt Waltz for us now. Thank you.
danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.
Frankie Yankovic there, and Johnny Pecan joining him on the vocals there, along with the Marlin Sisters Blue Skirt Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I don't know if we're just on a string of waltzes here or what the deal is, but I ran across a great old record on the Soma record label, which I've always had a soft spot for because Soma Records was in Minneapolis, right near where I grew up, and they put out a lot of great early rock and roll records, actually. A lot of good church records, a lot of good polka records, pipe organ records, some of the most varied possible recordings that any record company could put out. And I have a great record by Elmer Scheid and his band on Soma Records, which, by the way, maybe I've mentioned this before. The man who owned the record company, it was his record company, his name was Amos. And Amos, backwards, is Soma. That's where he got his record company name from. I have Die Hulerei, number one waltz, Elmer Scheid and his band. I hate to slow it down too much with all these waltzes, but we haven't played a Hulerei for ages. If at all, we may not have ever had a Hulerei on the show, and darn it anyway, it's about time. So here's Elmer Scheid and the band. Thank you. Did you hear that? That's genuine dirt on the record. Genuine yuck there. Today's youth of America have no idea what that sound is when they play a song. Elmer Scheid and his band there, Die Hulerei, number one waltz, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We'll see if we can't pep it up a little bit. Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman with the Two Canaries Polka. Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. That is a great name for a band, too. The Two Canaries Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. On the way, the Polish kid. I don't want to try to pronounce his name because it's hard to say. I can do it, but it's hard to say, but it's in really, really small print, and that just makes it even worse. But it says the Polish kid in big, bold print. He's coming up to sing the Let Me Call You Sweetheart Polka here in just a second, but I do need to tell you about MelaniesMusicLessons.com, where you could learn to play these songs yourself, actually. Yes, Melanie gives music lessons. You'd like to learn to play maybe the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard. She can teach you, and she does it utilizing Skype on the internet. So no matter where you are, you can be taking music lessons, whether you're on vacation, you're at work, you're at home, you're traveling around the country in your camper. As long as you have internet access and you can use Skype, you can be taking music lessons with Melanie. Melanie has 30 years, more than 30 years of teaching experience, and will give you high quality professional music lessons. And just, it couldn't be easier, couldn't be more comfortable. You don't have to have someone come into your house, or you don't have to be driving somewhere to go to your lesson. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, I used to take trumpet lessons starting in like fifth grade, and Dad would drive me to the music store clear on the other side. We lived in Northeast Minneapolis, and we drove clear out to the far eastern side of St. Paul for my trumpet lessons. It was like a half-hour drive every week. You don't have that nowadays. Not with the magic of the internet and Skype and MelaniesMusicLessons.com. So check it out. All the information's there. You could try your first lesson free, and there's no obligation. MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Here we go. The Polish Kid, the Let Me Call You Sweetheart Polka.
Call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight each day, then I know tomorrow brings new joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight in each day, then I know tomorrow brings you joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
There you go, the Let Me Call You Sweetheart Polka. That is the Polish Kid here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Don't forget, you can always email me at oompahour@mail.com with your requests, comments, correct pronunciations for songs, or especially musicians whose names I might be screwing up on the show today. Let's just see if we can't cram in a few more songs here. I have the Loverboy Polka. I don't believe we've heard from Richie Vadnall Orchestra and the Vadnall Singers. They're on the Spire Record Company, Parma, Ohio. A big, what do they used to do that on Hee Haw? A big Hee Haw salute to Parma, Ohio, and the Spire Record Company. Here's Richie Vadnall in the orchestra with the Vadnall Singers and the Loverboy Polka.
I'm in love with you.
You are?
And don't know what to do.
Don't.
I'd like to hold your hand.
All right.
But will you understand?
I will.
Your eyes are big and blue.
They are.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
What?
Hold you close and hug you tight. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Save my loving just for you. Maybe then you'll love me too. Oh, lover boy.
And
don't know what to do.
Don't.
I'd like to hold your hand.
All right.
But will you understand?
I will.
Your eyes are big and blue.
They are.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
What?
Hold you close and hug you tight. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Save my loving just for you. Maybe then you'll love me too.
There you go. That is the Loverboy Polka there with Richie Vadnall Orchestra and the Vadnall Singers here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, I'm just betting there could be somebody out there who has an anniversary. And maybe you have one next week or a couple of days from now, whatever. We all know the Happy Anniversary Waltz. There's the Anniversary Waltz. It's a traditional song played on anniversaries. I have the Anniversary Polka on JJ Records. That's Lil Wally's record label. And I noticed the song was written by Lil Wally, but it's performed here by Eddie Carosa and his orchestra. And it says that he is the Prince of Polkas. Now, Lil Wally was always billed as America's Polka King. So here's Eddie Carosa and his orchestra, the Happy Anniversary Polka from the Prince of Polkas.
Thank you.
say there's time for one more song. Here are the Dyna Dukes.
A soldier traveling around the land may see a lot of sights. He might walk through the forest or see the city lights. He may travel around the world, but no matter where he'd roam, I think the place he'd rather be is right inside his home. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me. Family life is hard at times, like pebbles in the sand. A family might break up and move across the land. But if they think it over, I'm sure they will agree. There's much more love in family life, and that's where they should be. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me.
There we go, the Down Home Polka. There are the Dyna Dukes, and that is going to put a wrap on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Oh, but have no fear, we'll be back to do it again next week. What will we find in the archives during the week? Oh, I can only imagine. Yowzers. Oh, let's let Dick Pillar and the boys take us out of here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, Iron Range Country in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by Melanie'sMusicLessons.com. Check it out. We'll be back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.